All right, here we go. And this is Nick with AVT Radio. And we also got the Don here with Riot Rant Radio. What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
You know, man, it's honestly been almost a year since me and you have gotten back onto the radio waves to vent our frustrations on what's going on in this world. And I got to say that I am more than thrilled to be here with you again.
Dude, it is an absolute pleasure and honor. I'm actually excited, like super tingly excited, and I haven't even drank or anything.
Yeah, you got those tingles. Me too, man.
Oh, my God. Amazing, man. Amazing. Obviously, a hell of a lot of shit's gone on in the past year. I mean, it's been, what, since April? We were doing the we were talking about the conspiracy fires over there in California.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Supersonic missiles over there in China that they're deploying, all that good stuff, man.
Did you hear about the missile test they were going to do on Christmas in Korea?
North Korea, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're not stopping. They're not stopping. They're going to keep doing their nuclear program. I know that. I didn't hear about the missile test. But if you don't mind, I know that's not the main topic of tonight, but if you don't mind elaborating on that, that'd be great, man.
Oh, absolutely. Apparently, what was going on is that Kim Jong still wants to make it a point that he is in control of something or some type of power. And he sent a warning to the United States saying that, you know, they're going to go on and they're going to keep doing the missile test. And, you know, for God knows what reasons. I mean, what are they filling these missiles with? Bunches of rocks? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. He's going to keep doing what they're doing. I didn't, you know what? Even though Trump was the first president, which he made history, first president to go meet up with him, he's still going to do his thing. You know, I mean, I'm sure we got satellites up in the sky watching it, their every move anyway. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we're one step ahead of them, or I'd like to think we are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know tonight when you approached me earlier, you were like, hey, Nick, I got something going on. I wanted to talk about this. And I know you're not only are you a scholar, but, man, I kind of look at you as a reporter at times. You know, I know you go out there, you find a lot of good information, man, and you don't ever hold back and you just want to tell everybody. And I think that's a great thing, man.
Well, I appreciate that. And I really do.
No, I know you do. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, man. You're good for it. So, yeah, man, I mean, kick us off on what we're going to be doing tonight, man. I know we got a lot of big waste of time, big waste of money as far as that whole impeachment thing goes. But we got to give it a whirl, you know?
I mean, not for nothing, but when a nearly 3,500-page bill is authorized for $783 billion in defense spending in a fecal year in 2020, that's what they're trying to do. That just, you know, that's a cause for alarm, because here we have a guy and the Democratic Party is trying to impeach a president in the sheer fact because they don't like him. And that's the bottom line. They've been trying to do this and talk about this since before he was president, right? That's just one of the farces. But at the end of the day, when we have a celebrity president in office and we're going to try to make a celebrity outlook on it, meaning that there was millions upon millions, dare I say tens of millions of people watching this entire impeachment process going on, and more than half the country showed their ignorance for when they started running online and celebrating that he was impeached, further saying that now he's gone. These people literally thought that all it took was the House of Representatives impeaching someone for this guy to be out of office.
I thought the same exact thing. You know, I don't want to call them stupid, but I'm going to call those people stupid. They obviously don't understand the process.
No.
And it's not just, oh, he's impeached. He's got to go to trial and all that. I mean, they're stupid. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, not at all, because you brought up a great point. But that's pretty much what impeachment is. Impeachment is just like a step above. Like when we go to jail or we go to court, it's just called court for us. We're being summoned to court. He's been impeached, which means now he's being brought to the Senate, because where the Senate is, that's the courtroom. The House was just all like, it's so hard to explain because I don't know the proper terminology to explain it in, because I am not a politician at all. I just know a little bit about a lot of things. And when you know a little bit about a lot, it's not wise to open your mouth because you really don't know what's going on. But I know what I read, and I know from the sources that I read from, and they're legitimate sources. So when I come and I say that House impeachment hearing, a little more than political theater, it was. Because that's exactly what it was. Tens of millions of people watching an impeachment for a figurehead president. And yep, it's yep. Like, in the process, it created the illusion of deep division and disagreement. Devoted Democrats and Republicans are both convinced that their team is fighting for interests against the determined foe on the other side of the aisle. Now, what that pretty much is meaning is they're trying to divide the House. And the House is already divided because the House is primarily ran by the Democratic Party. As soon as the Democrats were able to solidify being in the House, they already started the impeachment processes of, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to say this, we're going to say that, and we're going to do everything we can to get this guy out of office. Because at the end of the day, the stock market is seeing record numbers. Jobs, seeing record numbers. Oh, everything is seeing record numbers. And he's one of the only presidents that actually went out and did what he said he was going to do. And the Democrats hate that so much. But at the end of the day, there's so much good you can do. In retrospect, you're going to have to also do bad things because it's he is still told what to do.
Oh, absolutely.
I've said many times before, just because you're president doesn't mean that you're the guy. You're the guy in some aspects. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty of things, he is not the final say.
That's right. He Trump made a tweet. I follow him on Twitter to see the comments. 2019 holiday retail sales were up 3.4% from last year, the biggest number in U.S. history. Congratulations, America. Those are one of the comments he had made. 3.4% might not sound like a big number, but that's in the billions, I would assume.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, unbelievable. You know, and right before Christmas, Nancy Pelosi goes on the air.
Oh, that
she, was... did you see that? And you know what? I can barely hear her. She's so damn old. She's so damn old. And not just her. There's a lot of politicians that are so damn old. The friggin' microphone, she's up at the podium. The microphone's right up. And trust me, I got really good speakers and headsets, so I know it's not me. Okay? Because the next guy that went up, you can hear him clear as day. She sounds like such an old woman, which she is. I mean, she looks like a skeleton to me, not to bash her. But she's so soft-spoken, you can barely hear her. She sounds like she's about to die, okay? Talking about how she's going to impeach him and all this, and she brought that up. Then later, we come to find out that she's withholding information about going forward with the impeachment to delay. She's basically delaying our government. And, you know, the thing is, she's being so unfair to the American people. It's almost like she's got a vendetta with him, you know?
She does. Whatever
it is, I mean, it's very personal from what, if you ask me. But she's absolutely, I think she's insane. I think she should be impeached or removed from office.
They want to talk about what was it they were saying that in, what was it? What is it called for the power they're trying to blame Trump for that?
That he's abusing his power.
You want to talk abuse of power? You look no further than Pelosi.
Every time, you're absolutely right. And you know, every time they do this shit, I mean, Trump signed some kind of bill or something, not a bill. I don't know what it was exactly, but he signed something. Might've been a bill or an executive order that we won't have any further government shutdowns because of the holidays and all that, just to try to stop the Democrats from doing something like that. Because every time they do something like that, you know, it hurts. The military's got to work with no pay. Postal Service got to work with no pay. It really screws things up, and it costs the country millions every hour. I mean, dude, what she's doing is costing us money. You know, another thing too about her, man, her state, California, okay, that's her state. Trump even wrote this, and before he even wrote this, I swear to you, man, I was thinking about it the other day. Democrats are supposed to be for the people. Typically, they're for lower middle class and lower class people, trying to help them out. That's all great, fine and dandy, whatever. Everybody's got to get off their ass and go get a freaking job, okay? You want to collect benefits, that's great. But you should be working and paying into the system at the same time, not just sitting home, okay? Here's the thing with her. She needs, and Trump said this too. I'll actually read the tweet that he put out 12 hours ago, okay? He puts, Nancy Pelosi's district in California has rapidly become one of the worst anywhere in the U.S. when it comes to the homeless and crime. It's gotten so bad so fast. She has lost total control, and along with her equally incompetent governor, Gavin Newsom, it is a very sad sight. Dude, have you seen that thing in California, the Skid Row or whatever? I think that's what they call it, Skid Row or something like that.
I have not.
It's a whole street or a whole neighborhood with literally nothing but homeless people living in, okay? Literally the whole area, it's like a whole neighborhood. And you got people setting up tents with shopping carts, and they're all homeless.
Well, they got no choice, man.
They got little bathing stations. She's so concerned about everything else that's going on, but you got people in her own state suffer, man. You know what, man?
Exactly. And that's
the guy from Baltimore. He's another one who was crying about the illegals, and you got all those African Americans in Baltimore killing each other because they're in poverty.
Well, see, like you know, and that's a great segue to what else I was going to say. But see, that's what the political power does. They choose to try to distract you from what's really going on. So they're gonna do and say whatever they can to make it to a point where there's people like us that are going to be talking about it on a radio show and discussed. But at the end of the day, when we're all obsessed over the political theater play that's out on every single, you know, mass media stream, they completely miss the sideshow that could actually impact our lives. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you know, the crazy thing is, the whole thing, you remember they were saying, oh, he had this illegal conversation with the president of the Ukraine, and this and this and that was said, and he paid him off or something like that. Now, apparently, it was a very, very long conversation that was had. And they said they had to transcribe it or break it down into parts. But I don't know if you've heard it, the conversation. Long story short, whether you have or haven't, nothing really bad was said, okay? Then it was brought to the attention of the media, and the media started talking about it, what was said. Now, they're saying that, well, it's so long that they couldn't transcribe the whole thing or put it all together. And I'm thinking, well, hold up. We're about to hit the year 2020. Just how me and you do our audio. We edit our audio and edit our shows. If me and you can do that, so can they. Show us the freaking, you know, it's just a bunch of hogwash, okay? Whatever bullshit, whatever you want to call it. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I don't think he's abusing his power. He does say harsh things, but you know what? Harsh times require harsh measures. Look what happened the other day, too. He was telling that the one woman in Congress that her husband had died last year. He says, well, I don't know if he's looking down or he's looking up. I don't know.
And then they try to bash him on that, saying that he's talking trash about that. Talking trash, he's saying the truth.
He's saying whatever he wants.
Exactly. Freedom of speech.
You know, the funny thing is too, John Stewart and Madonna and what's his name? That played in the what's his name? Robert De Niro. They're big trash talkers, and they're celebrities. Why can't our own president say it? If he wants to trash talk, let him trash talk. Who cares?
Because they're all a part of the same the same type of thing that's going on right now. You know
it's real. It's really easy to be in that situation.
They're part of the Actors Guild.
Yeah.
They're part of that society. Whatever they're told to do to sway the mainstream populace on, they're going to do. Because if they, he's my favorite actor, he's saying this about Trump. Maybe I should think differently. Or, he's my favorite actor, and he's saying something about Pelosi. Maybe I should, rethink. It's all a brainwashing tactic. We are trying to control America's decision. And that's always the way it's been. And since, social media and all that is around, not only are we impacting America, but everyone else around the world is seeing what kind of hypocritical scumbags we are.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, man, too, and this is such a big way. I think it was so foolish. I mean, dude, I really hope she's not looking too hot right now.
No.
Nancy Pelosi, she's not looking too hot right now. And the thing is, what she did, I mean, she opened up a big can of worms right now with doing this. And it's almost like she can't even come forward. Listen, if you got evidence and you got dirt on somebody, whatever you want to call it, why are you waiting? Why are you prolonging this and wasting time and wasting money? Because election season is coming up. I mean, we're already there, man.
That's
the
whole point.
And I bet you he's going to get reelected too.
That's why he's getting the push now. They're trying to push for all of this now, because in the Dems' eyes, if they're doing this now, then since it's so close to the polls, so they're going to try to sway our decision to remind us on how bad of a person he is to not go and reelect him. Because it's a fact that as soon as this finally gets to the Senate, whenever she finally decides to hand in this letter that she's been keeping, because now they might have more stuff to add to it or this and that. Like, you don't think you tried to prove a good enough case to have your entire House of Democrats impeach a Republican president, and now you're going to try to add more to that impeachment? Like, what's wrong with you? If you didn't think it was going to work the first time, what part of you retracting your letter and putting more into it and then passing it back in is going to make you more viable to actually get him fully out of office? It's not going to happen. You guys already look like fools.
Oh, they already do. They already do. I honestly, man, they got to get rid of her. She's crazy, man. She's absolutely crazy. Here's another thing too, man. Trump actually wanted to impose term limits on the people in Senate, okay, where, because she's been serving for years, man. I mean, I don't even think me and you were even alive when she started serving in Congress. I mean, she was a young gal, man. She was a young gal, man. She didn't look, you look up pictures of her when she first got elected into office, she was young. I mean, she was real young, I mean, bangable young. Now she's just an old little witch, from the Wizard of Oz. I mean, that's she, I don't know. I think the Wizard of Oz witch was prettier than her. But they got to get rid of these people. And I think, what it is, man, that, we got a president now that's calling them out. We haven't had a president like this calling out anybody in the House or starting. We needed an economical business president.
Well, what we have in place is a system for the past, for the good portion of 3.5 years, and even before that, we have a system that was put in place to completely demoralize, discredit, and humiliate our recent president of the United States, because that's all you've seen. And I mean, a lot of other presidents have had this done before, but not to this extent, because everybody makes fun of the presidents. SNL, other, TV syndicated sketch shows, and animated cartoons and sitcoms, all that shit. Everybody has their own political outcome. But, dude, everybody everybody that has to do with mainstream media and has most of the populace in their view is just demoralizing Trump. Oh, he's bad. He does this. He does that.
Oh, please.
And it's like they say he's not, and he's not. He's not a good speech maker. He's really not. You know, he does not know how to emphasize his words. He does not know how to do that. He's just he's a businessman. You want to talk about how all this place went bankrupt and this place went bankrupt. At the end of the day, look where the man's at. I don't think any of those bankruptcies would any of that. It doesn't matter. He is president of the United States.
Right. And we can't judge them on what they did years ago or whatever. I mean, while they're in presidency, it's different. You know, that's it. Like
Bush was worse. Obama was fucking awful. But this guy who's brought jobs back to this country has brought our deficit back up to, you know, something that's least tolerable, because we're still in debt and we're always going to be in debt. You know what I mean? And this is the reason why we're always going to be in debt. I have an article here that I was reading.
Oh, please.
And it has to do with the whole impeachment gate that I'm talking about right now. Because literally, while we're all arguing and glorifying and wanting all the gory details of this impeachment on Facebook, Congress passed the 2020 National Defense Authorization Act. That nearly 3,500-page bill authorizes $738 billion in defense spending in a fiscal year of 2020. It creates a space force so that the U.S. can expand its empire into the cosmos. Who's writing that crap? Like, it sounds like just a purebred liberal being like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to write this shit down, and we're going to make him sound like an idiot. Because these are supposed to be quotes that Trump said.
Right. It's not even about that. The whole Space Force is so we can watch what's going on around the world.
We're going to expand our empire into the cosmos.
Yeah, like we're in Star Trek or something.
Yeah, and Congress rejected the provision that would have made it just slightly harder for the president to unwittingly send American troops into combat. In other words, Congress agreed that it would not bother to do its job and declare war before sending the U.S. military to combat offensive combat operations as required by the Constitution. So it's unbelievable.
And this is all when we're
arguing about if this guy was like impeached or not. Like, we don't have to argue if the guy was impeached. The guy was impeached. The House impeached him. All that means is that now he has to go to the Senate. It doesn't mean that he's not running this country anymore. It does not mean that he's out of this office. It doesn't mean any of that. Like, when you go to sleep and you wake up, guess what? The guy's still your president.
That's it. Absolutely. And, you know, man, listen, I know he says some rude things, but, you know, look how people react, okay? And you know what? We got a lot of younger generations that don't know any better, okay? We got a lot of minorities and immigrants in this country that might not fully understand everything. A lot of people don't know about politics. A lot of people didn't go to college to even understand how our government even works. So I find it very funny and scary at the same time, man.
Our government doesn't even know how it works anymore. You read what I just said to you, right? It talked about three different things in one paragraph. Like, first it talked about the Space Force, and then right after that, there was no comma, there was no period, there was no nothing. It was just a run-on sentence.
About
the Space Force, they're talking about how, you know, they don't have the foggiest idea or notion of what we're undertaking or some shit like that. It's ridiculous. Nobody knows what's going on.
The thing is, what bugs me most is... They put out all this propaganda and they say all these things, and now they get all the idiots in our country, all the idiot liberals and Democrats. You know, don't get me wrong, not every Democrat's an idiot. Okay, some people
you know, want to do some good, but they're ran by the majority that just don't give a shit anymore, and they have one agenda. and it's to get this guy out of office as fast as they can, so then they can further bury this country to the ground.
Let me tell you a little story here, okay? Maybe this is going to better explain what I'm trying to get at. I went to go cash my check at one of the local casinos here that's next to the yard that I parked the truck at, right?
Right.
And, you cash, you get a free drink at the bar when you cash your check there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to have myself a couple of drinks here. The first one's on the house. And I go and sit down. This guy goes and sits down next to me. He was an African-American man, okay? And he's got a hat on, and it's got the American flag on the side. And, I'm just friendly. Hey, how you doing? He said, I'm doing all right. I was like, oh, are you a veteran? Just making small talk conversation here. I go to the guy, are you a veteran? He says, yeah, I am. And to my right, I had an African-American / Caucasian guy with me, a friend of mine that works with me. He's half black, half white. He's a conservative. He identifies as a conservative Republican as well as I do. So me and the other guy, we were talking. His name is Doug. Me and Doug are talking, and the military guy comes to our left. I forget his name. I feel bad, but I forgot his name. I'm just going to call him military guy. He comes and sits next to me. And I was like, I start talking to him, and I go to him. I was like, hey, listen, we're just having a little conversation here about politics. We were just curious what you thought. It was just a civil conversation. I was like, how do you identify? He says, well, I'm a Democrat conservative. I was like, oh, really? I was like, well, what do you think about Trump? He says, oh, well, I don't really want to comment on that. And I was like, oh, no, that's cool, man. We're not like that. Well, Doug now to my right, he gets up, goes to the bathroom. A couple minutes later, Doug's still not back. He goes to me, he says, man, I'm sorry I lied to you. I was like, what do you mean you lied to me? He says, I'm actually a Republican conservative, but I didn't want to say anything. I was like, you know what, man? It's okay. I completely understand because this is who I feel bad for. I feel bad for African-American conservatives in this country that backlash they get from their own people.
The media has dubbed that being a Republican conservative and being with Trump is wrong.
And being black. Being black is even worse.
Because they're embarrassed. And you shouldn't be embarrassed in what you believe in. And that's just – that to me is baffling.
Well, I had to take my Trump sticker off the back of my car because I had two Mexican guys – flipping me off in my rear view window, riding my ass down the block when I was leaving to go to work one day. And a part of me said, hey, I can easily just hop out and beat these guys' asses, but you know what? I'm going to be just as big of a trash piece of shit like them for doing so. So I let it ride. Sometimes you got to let shit go, I guess. Right. But the thing is, there, some of the people that are, first off, okay, we're a Christian nation, okay? And if you're a true Christian, you shouldn't be doing stuff like that, okay?
Exactly.
Shouldn't be doing things like that, attacking people. We're living in somewhat civilized times now. We're not living in the days of barbaric humans and the medieval times where, the only way you're going to get your word across is by decapitating somebody.
That's where you're kind of wrong, because in the United States we have the perception of that isn't the way anymore. But when you look all around the world, it is still exactly the same, and some of it is seeping and has been seeping into the United States for many, many decades now. You know what I mean? It's just not as bad as it is in other countries.
Right. It isn't as bad. You're right. There's still a. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This isn't as bad.
Barbarians and all that happy crap.
Here's the thing too. Now, based on what you just told me too, I do want to make a point here. Trump wanted to do the ban on the Muslims a while back, right? Oh, that's racist. It's racist. Okay. There is so many. I spoke to this guy the other day from Norway. Okay, he goes by the name of Tulip Man. Okay, I know it sounds funny, but this guy.
You have the best people to talk to. You got military man. You got Tulip. Guy, this is great stuff.
No, dude, check this out. These are all real people too. He identifies as Tulip Man. Okay, Tulip Man lives in Norway. I got to get him on the show one of these days. He's not on right now.
That'd be an amazing story.
Oh, he'd be amazing. You'd love this guy. He lives in Norway. Okay, He's telling me about how Britain's leaving the European nations because of the immigration with the Islamics. Now they're flooding into Norway. He told me that Hungary and Poland, they've been getting invaded like every 20 years. They're having problems with invasions and attacks, just how Israel's having attacks with the Palestinians, okay?
Right.
They have such tight immigration policies that they're not letting in a lot of Islamic people at all. If it was up to Poland and Hungary, I mean, this could all be looked up. If it was up to Poland and Hungary, there's probably little to none. They don't want them there. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, it's been going on for thousands of years. They've done it to the Greeks. They've done it to the Europeans. We are a Christian nation. We don't worship Allah. Okay, we don't want to. I don't want to worship Allah. I know you don't either. Okay, and when you get people like that in a Christian country like the United States, and I'm not saying they can't come here, but you have to respect our country. Okay. I remember going to school when I was younger, and I'm sure you could say the same. They don't want to stand up for the flag.
Yeah, and
Okay.
that's, you
It's
know.
bullshit. It's bullshit, man. And I don't want to sound like some white supremacist nationalist, like, oh, well, they don't have to because they're in a, dude, we give out too many fucking rights in this country. Two people are, you know what? I don't want to sound like the Islamics, but we're too fucking free in this country. Okay, I mean, you got people that can, you could be transgender and they got more rights than me and you do now. You don't
That is,
identify them
but see,
properly. I
at
mean,
the end of the
come
day,
on,
I
man.
believe, I know, but I believe the stuff like that, the stuff that you were just talking about, I still believe that's all part of the tactic to just get our minds out of what's really going on,
Oh, of course.
because of course they have more rights than we do now. Of course these people are doing, like, of course that is. And of course that's being brought to the forefront because that's what they want us to put all our time and effort into instead of looking at what's really going on.
Just how you told me, just how you told me before, hey Nick, you're wrong. We still live in barbaric times because it's happening, elsewhere in third world countries. The Islamic nations, they're trying to take over, man, and they're trying to force their way into our countries and take over little by little. Tulip Man told me, he says they have no respect for the customs of the people that live in Norway. They have problems with terrorism there. I mean, there's so much shit you don't hear about on the news that's going down. People
Exactly.
getting killed in the
And
name of Allah. I mean, it's crazy.
if we do hear about it on the news, it's not portrayed in the way it should be because it's Americanized, meaning
Oh, of course.
if
They
it's
dumb it down.
Mexican, yeah.
They make it PG, I guess, if you want
No,
to quote
not
that.
even not even the PG aspect, but they, you know, it has to be all political instead of just being what it actually is, which is just fucking bloodshed, death. It's
You
all it
know,
is. Some people wake up like, dude, some people just wake up, and I know it's messed up to say, and I know it's messed up to think about, but this is the way some people's minds work. They just wake up and they say, I just want to go and kill a bunch of motherfucking for no reason whatsoever. I just want to see people die. And you know what? It happens. And then they get their gods into it so they can further push their agenda and the cult-like atmosphere that they want to give to these people. And unfortunately, the weak-minded people believe them and follow them. And it has nothing to do with politics or anything. It's just a guy who just, he's just sick and tired and wakes up and decides to do this farce. And then look at all these, jihads and all these, you know, factions that we have
Yeah, ISIS.
in Afghanistan, but all over the world. You know what I mean? And it's not all ran by one person. They all have different agendas, but they all have one thing in common, and is that they're completely fucking insane.
Absolutely. And it's sad for the few good ones. Okay, I don't want to say, well, Muslim and Islamic people are bad, and not all of them are bad people. But when it comes to national security, sometimes one person is going to have to be, some people are going to have to be sacrificed for the sake of the millions. Are we going to kill one person to save a million people, or are we just going to let, you know what I'm saying?
But see, what other people fail to understand is when this only started becoming more and more as an active solution, which is, you know, the wall and not allowing these types of people into our country, or even shutting down that as well. So it's like now people are just being deported from they're not here.
But it's racist.
It's not.
That's what they say, though. It's racist when he does stuff like that. When our president does that, it's racist.
When Obama did it, it was okay.
Oh, it was okay. And you know the thing is, too, and this is a statistic. Obama deported more illegal immigrants than Bill Clinton and Bush Jr. did. Okay? He's deported more, and nobody ever said anything, oh, he's racist, and or anything like that. But that is a fact. That is an absolute fact.
You're not going to call a black president racist.
No, of course not.
Of course not. You're going to call the guy after him a racist piece of shit.
Oh, of course, because he's a white guy. You know, what a shame, man.
Oh, man.
And I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I really want people, listen, every president's got their faults. No one president's perfect. There's going to be good things and bad things about all presidents. But the fact of the matter is, you know, is the country, listen, things are going better. The economy's getting better little by little. It's not going to happen overnight. It's getting better little by little. Okay, but all this nonsense with the impeaching, dude, it gets all the young liberal kids, all the young liberal democratic people, it's getting people upset and it's making them think the that
it's everybody.
Oh, yeah, everybody's upset. You know, it's oh my God, man. And the thing is, too, the worst part about it is they don't even have really anything legitimate to stand their foot on. You know, that's the worst part about it.
They're standing on a pedestal with the foundation of sand. Slowly but surely, they are leaning one way. And then when they topple over, what are they going to do? Put more sand in there? They're just going to keep falling. With nothing solid.
They said that he's abusing his power, and I think part of it came from the fact that he signed a bunch of executive orders when he got into office. All right, listen, every president's got their way of doing things, and yeah, he did sign a bunch of executive orders, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed, okay? Not for nothing, Obama didn't really do us that great of a service, you know? I mean, healthcare is extremely unaffordable, and I'm going to tell you a story. This thing actually kind of went viral on Twitter. Some woman posted a thing saying that a tweet that her husband, you know, I don't want to get off topic, but I mean, this is all got to do with the bigger picture here.
Please.
Woman makes a tweet saying that her husband's sick, they got no insurance, and so is her son. Okay. She's the only one working. The insurance, the best, cheapest insurance that they can find. Okay, her husband is terminally ill, so he's going to be dying soon. In order to keep him alive with the medications that they're going to give him and all that, is they have to get this insurance policy that's going to cost $1,500 a month. Okay? She writes in the tweet, I can't even afford premiums like this. Well, I went and I tweeted back saying, you know, I'm sorry about what's happened to your cousin. I mean, your husband. I'm sorry about what's happening to your husband. It's a broken Medicare system. It needs to be fixed. You know, I wish you the best luck. I really wish I could help. Something along those lines, okay? Then I start getting all these tweets from people. Oh, you know, she can get help and all that from the government through, like, free Medicare. You know, these people make me laugh because working class people like me and you might not make that much money, but we might not even qualify for that type of assistance because you have to be damn near broke.
Exactly.
Or barely have a job.
No, the
or
way
not have a job at all.
If I was a woman, right, and the unfortunate circumstance happened that maybe I lost it in a fire. You know, maybe everything got stolen from me. Maybe something completely tragic happened. That's what that's in place for. That's what it's supposed to be for. So then her and her child can live somewhere where the rent isn't as much as it would be somewhere else, and then she can get assistance by the government so she can be able to get food and support this child or just support herself. That's what it's supposed to be in place for. But what's actually going on isn't the case. People are, you know, they're living in these low income houses and they're getting all this, but they all work jobs. Everyone's got a job. They're just not telling people about it, or they're working off the book
Right.
job. So there's no paper trail, so the government can't come to them
Right.
and say, Liz, we're going to take this away. And because we're paying for that, that's what our tax dollars are going to.
I told, so somebody, let me tell you the rest of this though. This is real funny. Oh, real funny and really scary at the same time. Somebody sends me a private message to AVT Radio Network on Twitter. He says, can you show me proof of this? And I'm like, proof of what? Because I turned around and I put another tweet putting in that the people that work in this country get nothing, but the people that sit home and do nothing or decide to quit their jobs can get assistance. He's like, show me proof of that. And I'm thinking to myself, show you proof. He says, oh, it doesn't work like that. He goes to me, and of course it works. I'm thinking to myself, who are you, dude? And to top it all off, this guy blocks me on Twitter. I'm like, dude, that is ridiculous. You block me too, and after you just get done telling me that that's not true, you can quit your job, go down to the welfare office, tell me you have no job anymore because you got fired, or dude, get yourself fired. Of course, then you can go down to the welfare office and get free insurance.
And see, and also, it's also put in place for people that have legitimate disabilities that they can't work anymore.
Right,
And
which I understand.
guess
That's,
what?
listen, and they probably worked their whole life for it too.
But I see people all the time. They might, you know, only have one leg, or they mo only might have like one arm. So I'm serious. Maybe they have
Oh,
a
yeah.
like a neurological disability. Guess what? They're still working. So
I seen a
see
guy
that.
work with no, he had no leg for whatever reason. He had no leg and he was working like some kind of factory job sitting down.
See,
You know, it's probably not easy, but you know, I God bless the guy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's people
that's
out there.
what I'm for. But not fucking, not Tina, who's about 750 pounds and has to ride the go-kart in Walmart because she physically can't walk. That's not meant for her to get that. You know what I mean? That's not meant for her. But she's getting it, and she's going into Walmart, and she's getting like four or five shopping carts full of food. Because the government's paying for it.
You know, it's so funny too that, you know, even there were three Democrats that voted against the impeachment too. And I'm thinking to myself, man, not one single Republican went against Trump, and then all but three Democrats, okay? You know, but the thing is, man, this thing is going to blow over. It's going to, they got to blow, make it blow over real quick because this was very stupid. And it was right before Christmas. Like, dude, it's almost like they even have proof that they were trying to impeach him before he even got into office because they thought he was going to win. Okay?
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It's really ridiculous. For what? Because he's got a big mouth? I mean, dude, he's doing things, man. Let's look at the positive thing, regardless of whether you like the guy or not, okay? Regardless of the bad things he says, let's look at what's going on, okay? The economy's getting better slowly. Black unemployment's at an all-time low. Somebody wrote a comment saying that the Democrat, oh, Charles Barkley, actually, the NBA, the player, right? He made a comment saying Democrats only talk to black, you know, African Americans every 4 years. How fucking sad is that? That means that they only want your damn vote during election time, okay? That they don't want to have anything to do with you up until election time comes. He's absolutely right by saying that, man. I mean, very sad, but very true at the same time, you know? Dude, you know what? I don't got nothing against the Democrats, but we all got to work together as a country. We have to be fair. We got to do the right thing, okay? Pelosi state of California. I mean, dude, California is in turmoil, man. You know, they wanted to break apart Southern and Northern California wanted to break apart because it's such a big state to manage. They were thinking that it might have to be broken up, you know?
They were talking about that for years.
For years, I know. They haven't done it, but I don't know what it's going to take. The state obviously can't take care of itself. They got their own problems, but we all really need to focus on the important things instead of this little impeachment bullshit that's
now,
really no grounds, man.
Now, I'm like that we're segue back into this because you're saying that because of the executive orders that he took when he got in, that's why they're trying to impeach him.
They were saying that was an abuse of power. That's one of the things. Yeah.
Right. Because he's made too many.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, that was one of the reasons why they said he was abusing his power because he signed too many executive orders.
Okay. Check this out. Barack Obama signed 276 orders. He's a Democrat. Bush signed 291 orders. Bill Clinton, 346. So what are we doing here?
Right.
What are we doing? You know which president signed the most executive orders?
Who was that?
Roosevelt. 3,728 executive orders. Homeboy was a Democrat.
Hey, I think Trump did what, 136?
136. So what are we like? What is this shit?
He even signed one of the last one, and they call him racist, but combating anti-Semitism on December 11th of 2019. How is that racist? He's putting things into play, man. You know, there's a lot of good stuff. I mean, if you look at all these executive orders that he put in, there's a lot of good stuff here.
I know it's a lot of good stuff. That's why I don't like this.
Of certain rates of pay.
He's pushing the right stuff instead of pushing their agenda.
Right.
And
supporting our veterans.
And it's like he's only in the low hundreds. That's it. There's presidents that have done 900. Like I said, Franklin D. Roosevelt did over 3,000, almost to 4,000. You know what I mean? This is crazy.
Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt, he did 1,081.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You know who did none? No orders whatsoever.
Who was that?
Henry Harrison.
Wow.
William Henry had none. Big giant goose egg. He signed not one fucking order.
Yeah, well, things must have been great during that time.
Dude, even John Adams did fucking one, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, 136, and he's abusing his power. But yet, last year when Obama was there, he did double that. And so did Bush. And Clinton did nearly triple. So, that discussion right there, I would say that they lost. How can you abuse power when you're in the low hundreds?
Right. I know. That's a very good point.
Granted that, you know, Obama had a 2-year term. And Bush had it. Like, you know, they had their terms. But even if he were to double, if he were to do just as many as he did this year, he still wouldn't equal the amount that Obama did.
Yeah,
he'd maybe
yeah.
be like a few off. So people need to calm down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They don't know the information that's really been given to them. He's not abusing anything. He's doing his job.
Yeah.
And the Dems just don't want to see him do his job.
No, they definitely look at him as a threat to our country. What a shame, man. What a shame. When I heard they were trying to impeach him right before Christmas, I was like, man, this is horrible, man. This guy gets so, I mean, they call him racist.
That's going to be the topic of discussion Christmas 2019.
Right.
That's going to go down in history.
Yeah. Very, very sad, man. Very, absolutely very sad. I really don't believe anything's going to become of it.
No, it's just
when I first heard it, I was worried. I was like, man, what is going on, man? What did they find that was so bad?
Trillions
Why now?
trillions and trillions of dollars of wasted money for nothing.
That's another thing that we got to look at too now. All right. They're trying to do this impeachment thing. It costs a lot of money. I don't know what it cost, but I'm sure it's in the millions. That
Oh,
wasted money could have went to a lot of starving American citizens in this country. A lot of people that need help medical wise or whatever. What are we doing here? Why are we doing this, wasting this type of money to try to impeach a president that really hasn't done anything wrong? Or it's all hearsay at this point. Why hasn't Nancy, how guilty do you look and how shady do you look not providing all this information up front? If you have dirt on the president and you want to impeach him, wouldn't you want to put that information out to the open as soon as possible?
Well, you're very right. You're
You
absolutely
wouldn't
right.
want that out, right? I mean, I'm just thinking like if hey, if I got dirt on somebody, I want to get that info out as soon as possible.
Apparently, the House Democrats spent at least $3 million of taxpayers' money in under 3 months pursuing the impeachment of President Donald Trump, counting the cost of lawyers and staff, time spent reading for hearings, according to the Forbes research. The 3.6 million price tag for taxpayers of the formal impeachment inquiry so far includes salary of 106 congressional employees who legally didn't attend
Unbelievable.
to normal duties from September to December. So we pretty much paid 106 congressmen and women the equivalent of 3.6 million to do absolutely nothing for
Absolutely nothing, yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
So they can sit in the back of their limos or go into their, holiday resorts, get together and all talk about how they're gonna impeach this guy.
And you know what most people are thinking about? They're not even thinking about that. They're thinking about, oh yeah, impeach him. He's racist, or he's doing this, he's doing that, and they don't ever think about like, all right, what if he didn't do this? How much money was wasted on this bogus stuff? Because we're supposed to trust our politicians. We're supposed to. Okay, I'm not saying we all do, but we're supposed to trust them. What the hell are we doing here, man? This shit is insane, dude. I mean, we're wasting money and time, man. I mean, let the guy get to work. Let the White House do what they got to do, you know? I mean, it's simple as that, man.
Now, listen to this post. I see this is how you know that you just can't believe stuff that you read. Because, like I just said before, you were corrected at 3.6. Now, on another post that I'm hearing, it says, viral post says Democrats spent $40 million on impeachment. That's false. House intelligence,
Really?
yeah. Republicans have criticized the impeachment inquiry into President Trump actions on Ukraine as an overextension of Democratic power in Congress. On Facebook, some users take issues with another part of impeachment, the price. One post published November 11th by a congressional Facebook page, which has more than 500,000 followers, claims that the inquiry has cost American taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. Democrats spent $40 million of your taxpayer dollars trying to impeach Trump, the post reads. But not one cent was spent on benefit citizens. I mean, of course not, even if that was true. The post, which has been shared more than 48,000 times and copied by a slew of users and pages, was flagged as part of Facebook's effort to combat false news. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But like,
Unbelievable.
Facebook was also part of this of the conspiracy, also.
Oh, absolutely. The social media sites, you know that damn well it's a bunch of gay rich Democrats, you know, that run these social media sites, and they put false fake propaganda out there, man. You know, I mean, it really is, man. And you know what? I would really think by now people would actually be able to understand and see through all the lies. But at this point in time, let's face it, maybe about only 10% of the population, or maybe a little more than that, actually knows what's going on, and they're smart and they can see between all the lies. I mean, look at the laws, man. Look at the things that are actually happening. Look at the economy and the stock market, okay? That's what people should be worried about, okay? Because that's our future, not some conversation he had or something that the president did that he didn't do. Absolutely crazy, man. It's absolutely insane. But, you know, all we can do is sit there. What do you think is going to happen moving forward? I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I know they're probably laying low right now until after the New Year's, but I'm pretty sure some stuff is going to come out. What do you see? You know, and I know we got about 5 minutes left here before the top of the hour on the show, but what would I really want to hear this from you? What do you think we have moving forward to expect, or what might happen?
Well, honestly, I expect more bullshit mainstream media falseness to continue to happen. Honestly, I think when it finally hits the Senate, I think the whole thing is going to last maybe one day. And then with all this going on, I think he's going to get elected again. I think this whole thing is feeding the beast that is solidifying that, you know, Trump really isn't doing anything wrong.
Oh, good or bad publicity is good publicity anyway.
Exactly.
You know, and I think personally, all this is going to backfire. At first, I was kind of worried. I was like, what the hell is going on?
No.
But I was like, you know what? This is all going to fall apart in front of the Democrats, and they're going to embarrass themselves. They're going to look bad. And I'm even curious as to think, did they not see this coming? Do they really believe the BS that's coming out of Pelosi's mouth? And
they don't have to believe it. They just have to say it. And they have to say it with conviction to make it sound believable. So then people can take that into consideration. And then based on that, make a falsified decision that they're trying to make them do.
Right. It's definitely, me personally, I think it's going to end quick. There's going to be a lot of scrutiny against Democrats. They're going to get a lot of backlash, and they deserve it. They really do deserve it at this point, because this is a huge, ultimately, whether you're a Democrat or Republican and you're listening to this right now, please, let's face it, this is a waste of time. We should be concentrating on more important things than trying to impeach our president, okay? If the guy was really doing that horrible of a job, or any, you know, things weren't getting worse, then I'd say, hey, you know what? Maybe we got to do something about it. But things are gradually getting better, and this is all a huge waste of time, in my opinion, okay? If you disagree, I respect your opinion for anybody listening, but I really believe this is a huge waste of time. And I urge people to reconsider, you know, and please go out and get educated. Look up your facts. Look up these executive orders that were signed. I mean, look at the stock market. Look at the historical data of the stock market. And that'll give you a good idea of where the economy's turning. Okay? And this is going to benefit everybody. The people that work decent jobs and they got a 401k plan, you know, That's a long-term stock investment, okay? And hopefully it's making money, and if it is, there's a reason behind why it's making money. You know, it's just my thought on the process. Don, do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us before we wrap it up?
That was perfect.
If you got something, I mean, you know, please, because, you know, it was...
What I have to say is, if this was all reversed, would we be saying the same shit? If this was a Democratic problem and we were trying to impeach a Democratic president, would we all as a populace be doing the same thing? What if Trump was a Democrat? What if he wasn't Republican?
That's a good point. That's a good point. What if he was a Democrat? How would everything play out?
And he was doing the same things he's doing now. He wouldn't change a thing. Yeah. He just so happens to be Democrat. Would the Democrats be trying to impeach their own presidents? Would the Republicans want to keep him in office? Would this whole situation still go down the way it's going down right now?
Very good point. That's a good way to look at it.
I don't think it would.
Probably not. It's like putting a different sticker on it.
Yeah.
You know. and making it sound like it's more a different type of bread, you know?
Super Wonder Bread.
Right, exactly. Very, very good point. I never even looked at it like that, and I don't think it would have worked out the same way. For some reason, people have this animosity towards Republican conservative people, and it's a shame, man, you know, that we even treat each other like that. You know, when Obama was in presidency, I didn't really agree with him being a president, but I didn't go out and terrorize people and say malicious and bad things about other people. But that's just me. You know, everybody's different, I guess. Don, aka the Pit from Riot Rant Radio. Everybody, check him out on Facebook,
baby.
Please, Facebook, YouTube. What else you got going?
Right now, just the Riot Rant Radio Facebook page. You know, go to the page, like the page, follow the page. Right now, merchandise store is on its renewal of an LLC, so it can't legally be up yet, but when it is up, everybody will know about it. Everyone will buy merch from it because it is by far the best merchandise out there today.
That it is. Yeah, you got some really good merchandise, man. I definitely got to pick some up from you next time. Don, with Ryan Rant Radio, I know you've been busy, and we haven't done a show in practically a year now.
Almost a year, man, yeah.
There's going to be more to come. I know you know, we always welcome you on the show.
And I always love being on the show, brother. I love it.
It's always a pleasure. Guys, everybody, this is all going to be on the AVTRadio.net, Anonymous Voices Talk Radio Network. Trying to deliver news, trying to be, you know, we're trying to shoot straight here and kind of be fair to both sides of the, you know, the scoreboard here. But, you know, it's both definitely sides. Some real stuff, man.
Both
you
sides
know?
Of the spectrum, my friend, both sides of the spectrum.
That's right. So, yeah, anybody can check this out. If you go to avtradio.net, you can read the article summary and listen to the show that we got tonight. You can reach out to either one of us. I'm sure the Don over here will be more than welcome to answer any questions.
Absolutely.
It is a day after Christmas, December 26th of 2019. Hopefully we can get something again going before then. But as for now, I just want to say goodbye to everybody. And Don, thank you for everything, man.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.